You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New AUT research offers surprising insights into how fathers are involved in childcare and why their involvement matters. Commissioned by the Ministry of Social Development, AUT's New Zealand Work Research Institute examined how much and how well fathers were engaged in their young children's lives, as well as the impact of their engagement on the children's outcomes. Now, I spoke to Lisa Meehan from the New Zealand Work and Research Institute, and I started off by asking her about some insight into her work.
As you said, what we looked at is fathers' involvement during the early years of their children's lives, some of the factors that made them more or less likely to be involved, and also some of the consequences for the child's outcomes. So what we did here is we used data from the Growing Up in New Zealand survey. So this is a survey that has been running since 2009-2010, where they followed a birth cohort of kids born that year, about 6,000 children, and they followed them over time. So they're now about 12 or 13 years old. So that's the data we were using. We didn't actually collect it. And so one of the reasons that we wanted to look into this is that there's actually not a lot of evidence on the gender care gap in New Zealand, so we wanted to get some insights into this. So what the gender care gap is it refers to the fact that women tend to take on more of the household and childcare responsibilities within families. So this is potentially really important for gender equality. So we know that women in New Zealand are paid less than men on average, and that women's pay decreases after they become mothers, but fathers' pay doesn't really decrease after they become, men's pay doesn't really decrease after they become fathers. And the gender care gap is likely one of the underlying drivers of differences in things like employment rates and occupational choice and career advancement that contribute to this lower pay of women.
Now, I'm reading here that fathers are less involved in their child's care than mothers. However, a greater share of fathers, that being 71%, than mothers, that being 56%, thinks this distribution of childcare responsibilities is fair. Could you touch on this a bit?
Yeah, so this is actually a finding that is also found internationally, that, as you say, the mothers do tend to do more of the childcare and the day-to-day care of the child. Fathers do less, but fathers are more likely to think that their distribution is fair. And part of the reason for that is fathers are also more likely to be in paid work.
Now, I'm also reading here that there were some clear ethnic differences in the quantity and quality of fathers' involvement, although these should be interpreted with caution due to the small sample size for non-European fathers. Could you touch on this a bit?
So what we found is that Māori and Pacific fathers, they were more likely to be involved in the day-to-day care of their children than New Zealand European fathers, and also that Pacific fathers were more likely to undertake enriching activities like reading books with their children and playing games with their children.
What were some of the outcomes that you were hoping to get out of these findings, and I guess what could they be put towards?
So in terms of what some of the things we might get out of this research, so we're really hoping that this helps inform policy in this area. So there's a few different policy areas that I could touch on here. So one of them is earmarked father's leave. So most OECD countries now have paid parental leave, which is reserved specifically for fathers. So in New Zealand, what we found in the study is that most fathers take two or less weeks of parental leave, so they don't take much parental leave at all. But New Zealand is one of only a handful of OECD countries that hasn't gone down the route of actually earmarking some paid parental leave specifically for fathers. And the aim of this is to encourage fathers to take parental leave and increase their involvement with their child's care, and also to start shifting some of the gender norms around childcare responsibilities, so to start normalising the idea that dads can take parental leave and be more involved in their child's care. So another policy area is that it's not just the quantity of parental leave that is important. We also know that in New Zealand, paid parental leave is paid at quite a low rate compared to other countries. So just as an example, if you're a parent working full-time and you're getting paid the average wage, paid parental leave only replaces about 50% of your earnings. We also know that access to quality and affordable childcare is important. So high childcare costs discourage the secondary income earner, and that is typically the mother, from returning to work. And New Zealand has one of the highest out-of-pocket child healthcare costs in the OECD. So with the study, we're hoping that we're going to inform some of these policy areas.
Now, just a couple of weeks ago, the Australian Labor Party's New South Wales State Conference revealed that there would be plans to expand taxpayer-funded parental leave from 20 weeks to 26 weeks by 2026. Now, obviously, this is going on in Australia. There is probably many other countries which have implemented similar or a different policy. Could you touch on what would be the most ideal sort of policy for Aotearoa?
In terms of paid parental leave, so New South Wales moving from 22 weeks to 26 weeks would actually bring it in line with New Zealand, where we have 26 weeks paid parental leave. But as I said, we also could look at the earmarked father's leave, and we could also look at the payment rate.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add on this that we haven't talked about already?
So one thing that we did find is that there's a positive relationship between father's involvement and a child's outcomes. So we found that fathers, if they're more involved, the child tends to have better development in terms of language skills and motor skills, and also in terms of psychological outcomes such as lower levels of behavioural problems.
That was Lisa Meehan from the New Zealand Work and Research Institute, speaking about the new insights into how fathers are involved in childcare, and why their involvement matters.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.